This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let me give you a little more background on the tax collectors. I love what Dr. Leroy Lawson from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, writes about it. To his fellow Jews, a tax collector was scum. It's pretty blunt, isn't it? To his fellow Jews, a tax collector was scum, a tool of Rome, a servant of the hated King Herod, handler of filthy money stamped with pagan inscriptions and pagan images. A tax collector usually deserved his reputation as a money grubber. Yet Jesus, with his astonishing disregard for reputation, that's an important statement. Several people pointed that out. Disregard for reputation. Invited such a social outcast to follow him. He didn't even demand that Matthew change his ways first. Did you catch that? Jesus didn't walk up to the tax booth and say, "Hey, pal, you got a lot of stuff going on in your life, and you need to clean up your act, and you need to get your act together." He didn't. He said, "Follow me." Why? He knew change would follow. That's a word for somebody today. You've always thought it was up to you to change your life, and you don't do the changing the Lord does. You know what your job is? My job? Confess the sin. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he," meaning Christ, "is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." My job is to confess the sin. His job is to change me. You and I both need to get that straight today. Just want to talk about some verses, as I have been doing, just verse by verse, just to let it speak to you. I didn't even talk about this part of it. Well, I did talk about verse 28. Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. People say, "Do you really think it was that quick? He heard Jesus say, 'Follow me,' and he did?" I think that's possible. I don't have any problems believing that. But my theory is he probably had heard Jesus speak. He might have even seen him perform a miracle. He might have heard his ministry or heard of it, and that was just the right moment, just at the right time, and Jesus said, "Follow me," and Matthew said, "I will. I will." That's what I believe happened. But here's what I didn't talk about. Verse 29, Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. Somebody said, "Well, why did he invite tax collectors?" Let you in a little secret. Only people that would come. He wasn't popular with anybody. So the only people that would come to a dinner hosted by a tax collector would be other tax collectors and other people who were outcast from the culture. I really believe that. This is a rough group of people that were having dinner. And the Pharisees, the very spiritual, deeply religious people, say to the disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Eating and drinking with somebody in this day was even more important than it is today. You know what it meant? You accepted somebody. You know what it meant that you were endorsing a person to have a meal with somebody, that the only people you ate with, your family and friends. The business world's discovered this a long time ago, but there's something that happens over lunch that may not happen in a business meeting in an office. Barriers are down. People are more open to conversation. People are more open to humor. People are more open to just letting their hair down, so to speak, and let's just have a conversation over a meal. And I've asked this question rhetorically of every church I've served. Has it ever occurred to anybody here to have somebody over in your house just to talk to them about the Lord? No. Most people say no. So I'm not chastising anybody. I'm just saying that's been the response. It never occurs to people to use the experience of having a meal as an opportunity to minister to somebody.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.